Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome out, number three. Wheelside Radio is back on the air. Our number three. You can find Joe back tomorrow night here at the Joe Messina Show. And you can find Joe Messina online at joemessina.com, thereelside.com as well. And if you would like to join the conversation this hour, I've got a lot I'm going to be focusing on, especially right now. We're going to be talking about this formalized impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden that was just passed by the House today. Give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. Whiskey Dave here in the chair, as I do so often for Joe. And it is always a pleasure and an honor to be speaking with you, the listeners of TheRealSide.com, Realside Radio. So, as I just mentioned, the House voted to formalize impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. They voted, the House of Representatives voted today, by a vote of, let me see here, 221 to 212. The formally adopted status will enable House investigators to enforce subpoenas and gather evidence about whether the president is compromised and, according to Mike Johnson, traded official acts for foreign dollars. And that's a pretty, pretty big, big ask right here for the House when they know that this is probably not going to go through the Senate if it ever does materialize. But Republicans unanimously voted, which is a surprise. I've been hearing for the last couple of days, Representative Ken Buck, he's a representative from Colorado, he'd been critical of the Republicans' impeachment focus, and he indicated earlier that he would oppose the resolution, but he ended up voting with the Republicans to formalize the inquiry. It doesn't look like they needed his vote, but it was pretty good to see that it was across the board. It was unanimous. Democrats also voted in a block to oppose the resolution's adoption. Now, the White House, what they're saying is the White House failed to provide investigators a few things here. And this is, I'm going to break it down for everybody because this is, you know, this is real, folks. There are impeachable offenses. High crimes and misdemeanors, right? This is what we heard for the past 4 or 5 years with Trump. So here's what the White House has failed to provide the investigators. Information about two loan agreements Joe Biden allegedly executed with James Biden for a total of $240,000. 99.98% of requested records from President Joe Biden, including alias emails. Again, this is what the White House has failed to provide investigators. 99.98% of requested records from Joe Biden, including his alias emails. Documents about an alleged $5 million bribe Joe Biden had accepted, and materials related to Joe Biden's mishandling of classified documents. Now, this vote, it was a test for House Republicans who hold the slightest, bare, razor-thin majority, and that's going to shrink further this month. As we all now know, Representative Kevin McCarthy, he announced his resignation, and he's not waiting until next November to leave. He's leaving in the next couple of weeks. So Representative Bill Johnson is also expected to, he's a representative from Florida, he's also expected to leave in the new year to take a university post. How do you do that anyway? You ran, you raised money, you have benefactors, you have donations, you run a good campaign, you win a House seat, and then you're going to kick up stakes and leave because you're going to go teach somewhere, or you're going to, I mean, what are you doing here? I don't understand Representative Bill Johnson on that. Speaker McCarthy, when he was a speaker, he opened an impeachment inquiry into the president on September the 12th, but lawmakers did not vote to approve the measure until today. Representative Dean Phillips, who's running against Biden, by the way, from Minnesota, you probably never heard of him, most people haven't, he says, "I don't see evidence of it." But yes, when your own son and your own brother are clearly at the very least unethical and at worst doing illegal things, my goodness, of course the country pays attention to it. So that's a Democrat who's running against Biden, acknowledging, again, when your own son and your own brother are clearly at least unethical and at worst doing illegal things, the country needs to pay attention to it. A Democrat strategist who worked on Clinton's 2016 campaign told The Messenger, "I have a pit in my stomach about it. This Hunter story has the legs to ruin things for Biden." He said that anonymously. She, I don't know. The vote occurred hours after defiant Hunter Biden appeared at the Capitol for a press conference after failing to appear for a subpoenaed closed-door deposition. His ramblings and rantings and MAGA this and MAGA that, were carried by much of the mainstream media, apparently. But let me just say this real quickly as we finish up here. According to ABC News, Americans are not confident about how the Justice Department handled the investigation into Hunter Biden. According to Yahoo, a majority of voters believe President Joe Biden committed a crime, and 63%, according to TIP, say Joe Biden violated FARA by assisting Hunter Biden in the Ukraine deal. This can get interesting, folks. We'll be back here after the break. If you want to join us, 855-732-5563. We'll be right back.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Well, sorry, folks, not to disappoint you. Joe is not in tonight. He will be back again tomorrow. This is Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe, and it's always a pleasure sitting in for Joe as he does what he does for the school board and taking care of the future generation. I mean, that's really all we should be doing right now, focusing on what world we are leaving for our kids, because right now, my goodness, it's pretty scary stuff with what we're seeing happening. You guys checking out the economy today? It's been a pretty good boost if you've got stocks in the stock market today. We hit all-time highs. A lot of that is based upon what Jerome Powell said earlier this morning in the FOMC meeting. The Federal Reserve came out and basically stated point blank that they are not going to be increasing interest rates anytime soon, if at all. Again, we may be at the peak. They may start to think about reducing interest rates next year. Maybe they're going to be determining exactly what we're looking at right now. There may be 2-3 interest rate reductions over the next few years. They're expecting that to take place well into 2026. And so the stock market went through the roof because cheaper money means a better economy for most people. But I got to tell you something. There seems to be this disconnect, and I'm a lay economist myself. I outside of the radio, I do business turnaround and restructuring for people, and I work with businesses all over the country. So I speak with a lot of clients, and when I'm talking about the economy, unlike politics, I know what I'm talking about. I got to tell you right now, folks, the level of gaslighting that we're seeing from Yahoo News, from CNBC, from Bloomberg, from a lot of the usual suspects is really disturbing. I think there's a simple reason why. They don't believe inflation is really impacting people. And inflation is coming down. Well, it's still really, really high if you go to the supermarket. It's still really, really high if you buy gas or energy. And there's a lot of other examples I'm going to be giving you here in just a moment why inflation really is impacting people in a dramatic way. So if you're in the upper 1%, where, you know, increase in prices is a mere inconvenience for you, and you probably don't even notice it, the 99%, and especially the lower 90% of people, are certainly noticing it. And so what I wanted to do was, you know, this guy, it's Yahoo News, for example, this guy Rick Newman in Yahoo Finance. He says that there really is only one component regarding inflation left that people have to worry about, and that's rent. Okay, buddy. Really? When was the last time you actually went to the supermarket? When was the last time you filled up with gas, especially in western states like California? So let's actually take a look at some of the actual expenses that most people have to deal with on an annual or even a monthly basis to see if the inflation problem is really behind us. Okay? Most pundits are saying, hey, there's no problem here. Bidenomics is working. All right. Less than a month ago, USA Today published an Outlook for Car Insurance report in which the analysts noted consumers shopping for the best car insurance in 2024 can expect higher prices, according to Mark Friedlander, Director of Corporate Communications at the Insurance Information Institute. He said, car insurance rates are expected to continue to increase in 2024 due to costlier repairs driven by parts shortages and higher costs of labor, as well as low inventories of vehicles, which generates higher costs of replacing total cars. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, those rates are up 18.9% year over year due to an increase in auto theft, especially in San Francisco and Los Angeles. Think again, if you don't live anywhere near those cities, vehicle theft rates reached a near record highs in 2022. Vehicle theft increased by 7% year over year, according to the National Insurance Crime Bureau, and the trend continued in the first half of 2023. More thefts mean more comprehensive claims for insurance companies losing money they earn from premiums. And that same report highlighted that auto repairs have increased 45% since 2020. ABC News had an article from this spring that found that motor vehicle repairs have jumped a staggering 23% over the last year, an inflation rate nearly four times higher than the overall price increases. The price hikes stem from a shortage of workers, car parts have sent costs soaring for auto shops, and on top of that, the rise of high-tech cars equipped with features like rear-view cameras and traffic sensors have added costs to even some routine repairs. And don't forget, if you drive an electric car, those repairs and maintenance are more expensive than the average ICE vehicle, your internal combustion engine. What about health insurance? Health insurance costs are going to be up the highest in years in 2024, 8.4%. 8.4% increase in your insurance. Every single year it seems to be going up. What about home care and renovations? Again, costs are surging. This is from Forbes. Building material costs in 2023 include 16% increase in wood, 15% increase in concrete and masonry, 11% in insulation, 12% in electrical conduit work, and 22% in steel. And meanwhile, home insurers are also dropping out of the market, so prices are skyrocketing. Two of the 10 largest homeowners insurance companies, USAA and Farmers, implemented double-digit rate increases of nearly 15% in many states, according to S&P Global. The other 8 largest companies increased rates by 6 to 10%. Inflation, supply chain issues, and severe weather have been driving premiums higher nationwide. UPS and FedEx customers will also be contending with rate increases. The delivery giants announced a 5.9% average rate increase for their various shipping services that will take effect on December the 26th for UPS and January the 1st for FedEx. And gas prices, while down over the past year, slightly down, crude oil prices are still up over 70% from around $40 per barrel when Biden was installed to 69% today. This price increase affects everything because crude oil is used in over 6,000 products and energy prices affect almost everything we use. Now, the Bidenites, they talk about greedy companies as culprits of high inflation. But here is what greed and gouging actually look like. This is according to Breitbart. Americans who fail to keep up their tax payments may soon feel a sting from the IRS. The IRS. They have raised their increased interest rates on underpayments from 3% to over 8%. Woo! We'll talk about more of this after the break. If you want to chime in, give us a phone call at 855-732-5563 at Realside Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
House Republicans are considering initiating contempt proceedings against the president's son. Republican Congressman James Comer of Kentucky stated that the investigation pertains to public corruption at the highest levels of government.
We have specific questions for the president's son. He does not get to dictate the terms of this subpoena.
Tesla is recalling nearly 2 million electric vehicles due to the safety concerns tied to its auto steer feature. A forthcoming software update will enhance warnings for drivers and enable the automated feature to disengage when the vehicle is not on the road or if the driver is not sufficiently attentive. The White House appears to be clarifying President Biden's recent comments on Israel.
He was expressing concerns that we continue to see civilian casualties in Gaza as they work to minimize that they actually have those kinds of results.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby. Hey, listen, we are on the West Coast heading into a possible white Christmas if you are going to be in higher elevations, folks. Checking out the news here, we're going to be opening the doors to some serious moisture over the next few weeks. Very, very interesting, very exciting. So if you're going to be up in the mountains on the West Coast in the next couple of weeks, you are definitely going to be experiencing a white Christmas. And I'm not sure if I've got another show on the books this month, but if we do not speak again before the holidays, I wish you all a wonderful holiday season. Enjoy, try to stay safe and not too crazy out there. And speaking of crazy and holidays, you know that Babylon Bee site, you know, they create stories and you hear, you look at headlines and you do a double take and you, oh yeah, yeah, that's just the Babylon Bee. And some of these headlines today are actually becoming closer to reality than sarcasm or parody. Well, here's a here's a headline that is not parody. No whites allowed at the Boston mayor's Christmas party for electeds of color only. Let me repeat that. No whites allowed at Boston mayor, the city of Boston, yes, the home to Harvard, MIT. No whites allowed at Boston mayor's Christmas party for electeds of color only. It's completely natural for elected officials of color to gather for a holiday celebration. You remember the day, not so long ago, when the idea of segregation was bad? Where we were raised and brought up listening to Martin Luther King espouse the view that white supremacy and segregation is bad? What's going on here? Like, college graduation ceremonies for blacks only. What are we going to do? I mean, that's a real thing, by the way. What are we going to do when they start talking about restrooms for blacks only once again? Is that a good thing? Libs of TikTok posted a shocking email sent by the office of Mayor Michelle Wu to invite officials to the quote-unquote electeds of color holiday party. Electeds of color. It was sent by Denise Dos Santos, the director of city council relations, on behalf of Mayor Wu, and the email was mistakenly sent to all city council members, including the white ones. The Boston Herald had the full report saying that after the gaffe, there was an apology and mixed reactions. Oh, you think? The party was set to take place on Thursday at the Parkman House on Beacon Street in Boston. The email was out for 15 minutes before Dos Santos sent out a second email apologizing for the first, saying that the invitation was only intended for those who were invited, namely those six councilors of color and not the seven white councilors. Remember, folks, this is the mayor's office of one of the greatest cities in America, Boston. Yeah, it's a great city. I love Boston. I love their sports. I love their food. I love their history. I don't like the politics. Dos Santos said, "I wanted to apologize for my previous email regarding a holiday party for tomorrow. I did send that to everyone by accident, and I apologize if my email may have offended or came across as so. Sorry for any confusion this may have caused." Councillor Brian Worrell in Boston, despite the apology, elected of color councillor Brian Worrell defended the segregated Christmas party that would exclude white people, saying, "We make space and spaces for all kinds of specific groups in the city and city government. This is no different. And the elected officials of color," that's a thing, elected officials of color, "has been around for more than a decade." Others chimed in saying that because Dos Santos meant no ill will, the exclusion of some councillors based solely on their race was acceptable. Elected of color councillor Tania Fernandez Anderson also thought it was totally fine to hold a party segregated by race. In her view, "There was no need for apologies at all, and the email should not offend anyone." For Anderson, "It's completely natural for elected officials of color to gather for a holiday celebration and intentionally exclude their colleagues that happen to be white because of their race." The electeds of color group contains all councillors who are not white, and not being white, in Anderson's view, is enough. "Many groups celebrate and come together in various ways, and it's not about excluding anyone. Instead, it's about creating spaces," safe spaces, "spaces for like-minded individuals to connect and support each other." What are you supporting? This is Anderson. Tania Fernandez Anderson. According to her, Wu's decision to segregate counselors based on race is commendable. City Council Frank Baker, whose term is coming to an end, saying that the segregated holiday party was, quote-unquote, unfortunate and divisive, but made sure to tell the Herald that he wasn't personally offended. I don't get offended too easily, noting that not being invited to a party wasn't enough to ruffle his feathers. Baker also didn't understand why there would be a segregated Christmas party hosted by the mayor's office, calling it not a good move, especially considering internal issues there have been on the council. Dos Santos claims to be, quote, a passionate advocate for bridging the gap between city resources and her community. Wu has been an advocate specifically of black elected leaders. Earlier this year, she spoke about how great it was for her to have the chance to be surrounded by black excellence, black joy, black brilliance, black persistence every single day here working for the city of Boston. You may have guessed, she's Asian, by the way. Two-thirds of her cabinet are black, including the chief of economic development, Segun Idowu, who said, when you look at who makes up the cabinet, there are black folks running operations, running community engagement, running communications, running the police department, running emergency management, running transportation, running the economy, running development, running Boston. Listen, folks, if I was a city council member in Boston, I probably wouldn't care either because I don't want to go to a party, a holiday party. Those are the worst. I'm sorry, I've been to enough corporate parties over my lifetime, and I don't get invited anymore because I don't enjoy them. I purposely try to I want to be home. But let's be honest here. The city council, the mayor's office, is taxpayer-funded. Taxpayers cross every ethnicity, including whites. And taxpayer-funded parties are now segregating, excluding people based upon their race. That is not cool in 2023. That's called racism, folks. Back after the break. Don't go away. Real Side Radio will be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Last segment here of our final 3 hours. Time always flies when we're having fun and we're talking about the world. But kind of share a little bit of bad news and good news at the same time. Andre Brower, who is an actor that I've really enjoyed over the years. I know a lot of people know him from a show called Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I never watched that. And Homicide: Life on the Street. I never watched that show either. I didn't know that work of his. But I really enjoyed his work. In a series, he died today, by the way, very young, 61 years old. He had a brief illness, and that's all they are reporting. That's all they're reporting. I really enjoyed a series. It was a short-lived series with him, Ray Romano, and Scott Bakula back, I don't know, maybe 12, 13 years ago. It was only two seasons. If you can find it, it's real. I don't know why it got canceled. It's a really good show. It was called Men of a Certain Age. And it was this comedy drama television series that was created by Ray Romano. The three of them were dealing with middle age, growing up, becoming adults, getting separated and divorced, and dealing with issues of adulthood, gambling addictions. Andre Brower was this anxiety-stricken, diabetic husband and father. He worked at a job he absolutely hated, and you could see that. He sold cars to the dealership and owned and managed by his dad. And it was just, you know, I was of that age at that time in my 40s watching this show, and I would probably suggest it probably still stands up today. And he passed away. And the reason that I'm bringing that up is not that I was a huge fan of his and an actor. Like I said, I never watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Homicide: Life on the Street, which is what he's known for, according to the articles that were written about him. That he was a two-time Emmy-winning actor, and you know the guy's face. You've seen him on a lot of different movies. He, you know, has been in Glory. He was in the TV revival of Kojak. Anyway, the reason that I'm bringing him up is because, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. So I just play one on the radio, but, you know, a short-term illness that is undisclosed. This guy was a little bit heavyset. I remember he played that diabetic back in Men of a Certain Age. Do we really know the impact and the effects of all the jabs that everybody took over the past few years? I think a lot of people have woken up to the fact that, yeah, we were basically experimented on by Pfizer, by Moderna, by Johnson & Johnson. Well, apparently enough people have woken up to that fact, because Pfizer stock just absolutely plummeted. It has shot downward more than 44% this year, coming as more than 80% of people eligible to get the booster shot this fall did not get it. Let me repeat that. 80% of people, 80, eligible to get the booster shot this fall, opted not to get it. Pfizer shares are plunging to their worst performance in over a decade. And the pharmaceutical giant, they said, they put out the stark warning about its projected revenue because the hysteria over COVID-19 is waning. Recent financial results and projections alike have not fared well for Pfizer. Shares dropped 8% on Thursday, last Thursday, and the company has lost $140 billion in market cap this year alone. Pfizer projects that revenue could fall next year and has put out a 2024 guidance that is below analyst expectations, according to the Wall Street Journal. As the journal notes, such a warning brings grave concerns for Wall Street as to how Pfizer will be able to create new sources of sales growth. Such a situation sets up a hefty challenge for CEO, Chief Executive Officer Albert Bourla to overcome. Bourla's Pfizer enjoyed a strong financial performance during COVID-19 with its shots, its Paxlovid. They brought in tens of billions of dollars in sales. But a new study by the University of Arizona, Mel and Enid Zuckerman College of Public Health, published in October, they found that over 80% of the people who were eligible to receive COVID booster shots last fall chose not to get them. That's great news. So as I said, I started with bad news, and I'm talking about good news here. But let me tell you something. We know that Pfizer have worked hand in hand with the U.S. government. The U.S. government spent billions on getting Pfizer and Moderna, the other pharmaceutical giants, Johnson & Johnson, the one jab, the Spirit Airlines of vaccines, if you will, out to market as quickly as possible. And how did they get recouped? By instilling fear, by instilling mandates, by threatening people's jobs, especially if you are a public sector worker. So I'm taking a look at this, and I'm thinking to myself, well, it's good news. Pfizer, you know, they had a great run, and for 3 years, 2 to 3 years, and during COVID. This year, they've announced numerous upcoming layoffs. Its stock shot downwards more than 44%. That's great news. But let me tell you something. What concerns me more than anything is that Pfizer is not a small player. They are huge. They have their tentacles deep within the United States government in all sectors. They own many politicians. And I've been reading reports over the past few weeks of a new viral thing coming out of China. It's impacting people. It's impacting children. There's all sorts of things. Be careful, folks. What I'm saying is that at the end of the day, the U.S. government, the CDC, they are not going to let Pfizer die. They are not going to let their stock continue to collapse. And how do they ensure that that happens? You do the math. Yeah, I don't have any trust for the corporate government incestuous relationships that we've seen over the past several years. From the World Economic Forum to our institutions within the United States government, to the private public partnerships that we see between pharmaceutical companies, between financial service companies, between defense companies. They won't let their benefactors down. And when I say they, I'm talking about the politicians. I think one of the big issues for the next year's election is who is going to be in a place of power, creating, once again, those mandates from masks to pharmaceuticals, if and when we have another COVID 2024. So keep your eye on this one, folks. This is news that isn't making a lot of ripples unless you're a big investor in Pfizer. You're obviously very much aware of this. But Pfizer is huge. This is like Lockheed Martin or Boeing being absolutely devastated. What do you think happens when that happens? Let's create another war. Let's give defense contracts to our benefactors. Well, Pfizer is a huge benefactor. Massive. Their tentacles are everywhere. Hell, they've even got Travis Kelce promoting the jab on NFL Sunday games and the commercials. I'm sick and tired of this guy. And I like Kansas City Chiefs. I think they're a great team. Mahomes is a lot of fun to watch. But I'm sick of the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift show, by the way, as well. I digress. Be careful. Watch out for this one. Keep it in your peripheral. Because I'm telling you, 2024 is just around the corner, literally days away now. There's talk about a new virus load coming from China. It's sweeping Europe. It's impacting children. Watch out for the propaganda. Watch out for the fear. Watch out for those that create anxiety. Hell, I'm still seeing people wearing masks. Not many, but they're out there. They were ruined. Folks, if we don't talk again, I wish you all a wonderful holiday, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever it may be, and a very happy and safe and healthy new year to you all. I wish you all the best, and I'll be seeing you in the new year. Joe will be back tomorrow night. Thanks for joining us tonight at Real Side Radio.